Live from the GPB newsroom, Good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Environmental Protection Agency could let states like Georgia decide how to get rid of waste from coal-fired power plants. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, that's a challenge for environmental watchdogs.
While the EPA has technical criteria for storing toxic coal ash away from water and air, Georgia's Environmental Protection Division does not have one single coal ash rule. Attorney April Lipscomb of the Southern Environmental Law Center says if left to the EPD, each coal ash project will go through its own unique permitting process. She says challenging these permits one at a time could be tougher than suing under one blanket rule.
They could also be used as a defense. So, you know, we have a valid permit in place, so you can't say that we're violating any laws.
The proposed handover of coal ash responsibility from the EPA to the states is open to public comment and will be discussed at a public hearing in Atlanta on August 6th. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Allegations of discrimination have prompted Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to call for an investigation into the Department of Drivers Services. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
The governor's office is responding after a lawsuit was filed claiming residents of Puerto Rico who are considered U.S. citizens are being treated unfairly when applying for a Georgia driver's license. Press Secretary Cody Hall released a statement saying the governor has asked DDS Commissioner Spencer Moore to conduct a full investigation into the claims. Kemp's response comes shortly after Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello asked Kemp to step in. Rosello called the alleged irregularities, quote, absurd. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the launch license for the proposed spaceport in Camden County. The commercial facility would launch rockets over Cumberland and Little Cumberland Islands. That's off Georgia's coast. Coastal residents and environmental groups have filed a lawsuit complaining about safety risks. The FAA will make a final approval by mid-December. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.